Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Well, I'm so excited today. I'm just excited today, put it that way. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today you're with me for our Prayer with Love session. But first, I would like to read a scripture from Proverbs 4:23, and it reads, "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word." Wow, and I'm just excited today because today is Wednesday, and that means that we're halfway through this week, and I'm so excited, and I look forward to finishing out the week with a great, 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 exciting adventure. Okay, so we're going to pray. There are many things that we need to pray about. I've checked my inbox, checked my text messages. I appreciate that. I've looked into my Facebook things, and there are a lot of things going on. There are some things that have made people happy. There are things that have made people sad. There are things that have made people kind of stand in the storm and not be protected from the rain as it beats down on their heads. There are a lot of things that have happened that we have to let go. There are a lot of things that have happened that we basically have to just move forward. But I want to pray. I'm not sure what the Lord is going to put on my heart, but I know that it will touch many people. I know that it is an anointed prayer. I know and realize that God is able to do what he said he would do. There was someone who has asked the Lord to heal their parents, to heal broken hearts, to heal infections, to heal sickness, to heal disease, to visit hospitals, and we're going to cover all of those aspects, and we're just going to let the anointing of God move within this session of prayer. Any time that I pray, it's through great meditation and it's through God, because I can't do anything. It's all about God. This ministry is all about God and his goodness. So as I pray, I'm also going to be crowning my head praying as well, from the top of my head to the crown of my feet. And the words out of my mouth, I want it to be ordained by God, and I want it to be prescribed for somebody. This ministry is to uplift. This ministry is to revive, rejuvenate, relinquish, release, restore souls. Because many times, sometimes, because we're in the world, what happens is we get, the world is different from the spiritual realm. And everybody's not saved. Everybody doesn't know Jesus Christ. But you have to be able to get through those different roadblocks. So as I begin to pray and as God begins to minister to my heart, I ask that you pray with me. I ask that you pray for me, pray for yourself and your friends. Let us go into prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for each trial and tribulation you have given us, Lord. We thank you for each victory. We thank you for each success. Lord God, we realize and know that it is because of you that we live, move, and have our being, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, there was someone who went to bed last night and didn't get up. There was someone who went to bed last night and took for granted that they were supposed to get up, and they did wake up, Lord, without saying thank you. Lord, bless their souls, Heavenly Father. Humble them and help them to be the people you would want them to be, Lord. Lord Jesus, we realize and we understand that we live in a world that is a world that is filled with good and evil, Heavenly Father. And we realize that everyone may not know you. Everyone is not as close to you as some are. And we're asking you, would you open up eyes? Because there will come a time when they're going to need you in their lives. There's going to come a time where those who know you will need you in their lives. And that time is now, and that time is every day. And speaking of time, Lord Jesus, we're all, our days are all numbered. So help us to live with purpose. Help us to live with rejuvenation each and every day, Lord. If we complain too much, Lord, shut our mouths, Heavenly Father. If we don't praise you enough, Heavenly Father, open our mouths and let the words of our hearts and the meditation of our spirit just begin to praise you, because we take life for granted. And I say this every prayer. We think we're supposed to wake up in the morning. We think that we're supposed to be able to move. We think that we're supposed to be able to open our eyes. We think that we're supposed to be able to think, Lord. But we realize that our lives are very fragile, and we realize that it's because of you that we are even here, and that excitement and happiness comes because you have given us another opportunity, another day. Lord Jesus, would you help us to be role models and to be in the image of you, Lord? You are a hard person to follow because you do everything with purpose. Lord Jesus, many times we get up and we complain about this and we complain about that. But Lord, help us and lead us to the hospitals where we can see people in the hospital beds. Lead us into the convalescent homes, the halfway houses, the prison cells, so that we may appreciate what we have here on earth, Lord. There is someone who's asking that you heal their bodies. There's someone that's asking that you would help their head and cool their scorching fever, Lord. There's some child who needs you to come by, Heavenly Father, and you're already there, but to let their parents know that it's going to be okay. Lord Jesus, there's someone who is just confused about what they should do. They're going through a lot of things, trying to care for family members, trying to carry the burden and the burdens on their shoulders, Lord. And we're asking you, would you lead them to the altar so that they can release, amen, release the burdens off of their shoulders, because they can't carry the burdens, Lord. We're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you heal and bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. And I say everyone, I cover everyone in the hospital, because it's by your will if they are healed. It's by your will if they're able to rise again. It's by your will if they're able to talk again, Lord. And we believe in you, Lord. But whatever your will may be, allow us to accept it. Allow us to continue to praise you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we're asking you, Lord, would you bless those wayward children, whoever they may be, those who are talking back to their parents, those who are fighting their parents, those who are running away, being promiscuous and fast and not doing what they're supposed to do. Lord, bring them back, Heavenly Father. I know that you went to go find one sheep, Lord, but, Lord, there are several sheep who are running astray, and you already know them name by name, and I'm not telling you anything new, but I'm releasing this out into the atmosphere where different people can begin to pray for their own children, pray for their own nieces and nephews, pray for their own grandkids, Lord. We're asking you, would you release that prayer out, Heavenly Father, where those sheep who are lost will come back, Heavenly Father. And we're not just talking about the youth sheep, we're talking about adult sheep as well. Help them to come back in the church, Lord. Help them to know that you are God, and besides you, there is no other, Lord. Let the words that come out of our mouth be uplifting, but be right and true, Heavenly Father. Lord, if someone comes to us with a broken heart because of a death or because they've lost something, help us to be sensitive enough to be able to speak a word from you, a word from on high, that will lift them up and give them hope, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, if we need to have sympathy for someone, Lord Jesus, put that spirit in our hearts where we can do that, Heavenly Father. Give us understanding from on high. Lord Jesus, we're going back to the fact of, would you just help us to be better role models for the youth, Lord. Help us to live upright like a plant by the river. Help us to be the people whom they can look at and say, I want to be like you, Lord. Help us to serve you better. Help us to praise you better, to spend time with you. Heavenly Father, help us to be the people you would have us to be. Lord God, we don't want to complain. And my spirit says that from on high, it's a lot of people complaining. Every day is a complaint. Every day. Lord, wake you up. He woke me up too late. You get started on your way. Somebody cut in front of you. You're upset about that. Lord, help us to be more appreciative because your wrath is growing because we're so unappreciative and we complain all the time. Help us to make it a goal to go one day without complaining. Help us to begin to think on the good things that you've done. Lord God, I get this vision, and I want to share it. When you go into the doctor for a doctor visit, and they give you a sheet of paper, and any time you can fill out that sheet of paper about history, and you can check one or two or you check none, that's a blessing, and people take that for granted. They don't say, thank you, Jesus, as they're filling out that paper, because it could be you have to fill out or check everything that's on there because of your health. Help us to be more appreciative for the things that you do and for who you are. Help us to recognize who you are. And the ministry, Lord, help it to be a blessing to people. And bless us, those who are called and those who are not called to ministry. Help us to be better at speaking your word, what is right. We don't need anything scripted when we give the ministry of God because it comes out of our hearts. It comes from on high. We're asking you today, Lord, would you touch those who have been stricken by cancer, those who are on their, what the doctors say, their last hour. Would you give them peace, whatever that peace is that you have, would you give them that peace? Those who are standing by their bedside, would you mend their broken hearts and lift up their heads to the hills from which cometh all of our help? I have coming from the Lord. Would you bless each guest who is on this show, the Love Lift Jesus Up show? Continue to bless their ministry. Continue to ignite that fire of love that they have for you. Help us to not fall out of love with you, Jesus, but help us to continue to fall in love with you each day because of who you are. Lord, we know that you can raise the dead. We know that you can heal the sick. Asking you, whoever it is who's crying by the bedside of their child, whoever it is who's crying by the bedside, would you help them and bless them, Lord? Those who are scared, not knowing what to do, would you protect? As we go about our day, would you protect us? Heavenly Father, keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Would you let us know that you are there with us? And you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Help us to be better at what we do. Help us to treat people better than what we do. Lord, we thank you. We reverence you. And we honor you. And whomever this is who is worried about tomorrow, you're worried about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and how you're going to get it, all you have to do is pray to God because he is the answer to everything. We thank you, Lord, for getting us through some times in which we wanted to rest, but you say you have to keep going. And we thank you for it. We thank you for divine sovereignty. We thank you for healing. We thank you for understanding. We thank you for revelation. I'm asking, would you bless this ministry once it adds education and other aspects? Would you bless it to be problems to be solved, answers, rather than through man-made, because what happens with man-made solutions is that they become obsolete after a while. And we're asking, will we be able to implement things to help this world peacefully? And we're asking, would you be in the midst of it all? Lord, we thank you for each person on this earth, because we all have a purpose. We thank you for those who have said goodbye on this earth. We're asking if there is anyone who today is their last day on this earth, would you bless it to be peaceful for them? Lord, we recognize and realize that all things come from you. And we realize and we recognize that we can't do anything without you. We can't thank you enough. We can't praise you enough. But we can honor and glorify you in a very special way. Lord, now that I'm about to conclude this prayer, we're asking, would you be a fence all around us? Would you bless us to stay close unto you? And would you never leave us nor forsake us? Lord, we thank you. We honor and respect you. And we're asking you, would our dealings with people be respectful? Would the intentions of our heart be for the good of whomever we're dealing with? If there is anything in anyone's heart that is evil, surgery. We're asking for anything evil within the atmosphere to be cast down. We don't believe in demonic people. We don't believe in demonic spirits. In demons. But we believe in spirits. And whatever spirit is not like you, whatever spirit it is that is in the atmosphere that is not of you, we cast it down now, whatever it is. And we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we glorify, we uplift you, and we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. For those who say, pray for me, for whatever it may be, we're asking for whatever their heart desire that is in your will, that it be granted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I have a few announcements that I would like to read. And I want to encourage you, before I read these announcements, to be sure to spend some time with God, whether you're atheist, whether you believe in God or you don't. This world, there is nothing promised within this world. You can claim atheist, and that's fine. I respect individuals. I have associates who are atheists. But or things in the Bible and things that happen in the world that proves that God still lives. And one proof that I want to send to you right now is the fact that if you're able to get up the next morning, that was God. Many people set their alarm clocks, and some people don't wake up. I'm not sure who you serve or what you do in your spare time, but the God that I serve does wonders. Many people, and I put this on my Facebook page, I've recommended Jesus to many people, and I can say this because this is a show, this is a ministry, and it's going all around the world, and I'm going to go ahead and put this recommendation on the table while it's on my heart. I recommend Jesus if you're going through anything. Jesus is a heart fixer. This is what people are telling me, and I know for a fact he's a mind regulator. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the way out of no way. He's the open door. He's the friend, a constant friend, is he. And he's very easy to talk to. You don't have to worry about getting interrupted. You don't have to worry about distractions. You can take everything to Jesus in prayer, or you can just talk to him. And you don't have to worry about feeling bad about it. Jesus is a very easy person to talk to. I hear a lot of people saying, well, I call this person. Have you tried Jesus? Have you tried Jesus, the person who takes care of you? Have you tried Jesus? I recommend today, whatever you're going through, I don't care what it is, hard-headed adults, hard-headed children, whatever you're going through, if you're pondering on something, if you're depressed, if you're in a bad mood, I don't know, if you don't feel well today, if you're not happy today, if you're going through something, I recommend Jesus to you. And like I said, on this new Facebook page, there's going to be a lot of revelations going out. And I closed that group, and I didn't close it because I'm trying to close individuals out. But there's going to be a lot of things going out, and I need dialogue. I need people who are alive. I need people who's going to speak back, speak up for Jesus, who's going to bring souls to Jesus. And we're going to do this about 3 times a month. Testimonies. It's going to be testimonies. It's going to be revelations going forth. You know, just like Jesus gave a revelation about the woman who brought her daughter and said she was demon-possessed. The scribes wrote that. The revelation says her child was just disobedient. That's why Jesus said, train up a child. So we're going to really get into the Bible, and this is part of my book as well. But the ministry is going in that route where we're beginning now to touch souls. A lot of you know me by now. There's nothing new about me. I'm the same plain Alfreda. But I want you to begin to dialogue, because once you begin to put that stuff in the atmosphere, then we start bringing in souls. About 30 people joined the page today, joined the ministry today. And we want to continue that. And it's not about how many people. It's about how many people can we expose the Word of God to. I'm inviting atheists. I'm inviting senators, presidents, media. I'm inviting everybody. Because this ministry is not based on, you know, just these type people or these type. It's everybody. Everybody's welcome. But it's a closed group because it's going to be some topics that are very intense. And we need people who can take the heat, meaning that when we bring the word, when we bring the truth, and people begin to speak out, they're comfortable in doing so. So everybody is welcome to the ministry. But just know that it's going to be intense. It's going to be revelations going. I'm going to have prophets on there in the name of Jesus. And it's going to be going forth. And we need people who can give dialogue back, sound doctrine, not what you think, not what you heard, not what you experienced, what the Word of God is saying. So I want you to be cognizant of that and look out for that. And please continue to tell your family and friends, be sure to uplift them by telling them about blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, FREDALOVE. So it's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Gospel artists, authors, actors, actress, poets, filmmakers, Bible scholars, community leaders, and many more, please feel free to Facebook ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. I'm seeking individuals for the radio show. So be sure if you want to get on the radio. And also I told you that in 2014, Gus, we're going to add music to the radio show. I'm going to play it for 1 solid hour. And this will be 2014, Gus will. Saturday, we have the lovely Dr. Pauline Keyes. And many of you know her because she is a gospel artist. And she is a composer, she's a psalmist, she's a writer, she's a mentor and minister. She wears many hats. She's opened concerts for Pastor John P. Key. She's made several appearances on the Gospel Choice Awards and the Gospel Fest. She's shared the stage with Donnie McClurkin, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Byron Cage, Dr. Bynum, Dottie Peoples, Candy Stadden, Ken Jones, and Chase Williams. Regina Bell, Professor Bobby Hurd, and many more. And she released a single entitled A Quiet Place in 2006. Matter of fact, she has a lot of things going on. She's a television host for Atlanta TV, And she is just a woman of God. She has been under the mentorship of Pastor T.D. Jakes out of the Potter's House in Dallas, Texas. She served as a Christian educator for the Potter's Institute. She's a very well-known lady. She wears many hats, and she is taking our time to come on the show to talk to little old Alfreda Love. And I really appreciate that because she has taken out the time of her busy schedule now to come talk to little Alfreda Love on the show. Amen? So God is good. Amen? All right, Friday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Are you coming? Friday Night Football. I plan on being there, God's will. So come out to the Friday Night Football, check the newspapers, and come out. Once again, join me on my website and tell your family and friends. I really want to have some dialogue and some time. And I'm going to do this at least 3 times per month where I just throw out a phrase. And I want people to just chime in. For instance, I threw out a phrase about the revelation that God gave me. And one of the gospel artists told me, you know, she said, this is how it is. She shared her feedback. I love it. Share your feedback. You know, that's why it's a closed group, because I want you to feel comfortable. I am going to keep an open group because I don't want to lose track of some of my friends. I have some friends, and you know, who just stop by the show, you know, just stop by to see it. So I'm going to have one open site, but then I'm going to have a closed site, and that will not be shared out. You'll have to be a member for that. Feel free to put out a topic that is clean and are related to education, fashion. It must be clean. We're not going to get into all this other stuff, but we're going to talk about education, mostly religion, and I really want to stick with those topics, fashion. I really want to stick with those particular topics. Speaking of fashion, The Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to look at that website. To continue to pray for each other and yourselves, make sure that you still have that list with 10 people on there and change that list around, because I am sure that your prayers really helped some individual. People on your prayer list, not just your family, not just your friends. If you've been speaking to someone and they've indicated that someone is sick in their families, or they're taking care of someone, or they want you to pray for someone, or you look on Facebook and you see that a friend is going through, put their name on your list and pray for them. It's amazing what happens when you all pray. And I was talking to an individual, because I have a Catholic background, attended Catholic school, and I said, what if everyone in a building were saved and Christians? What would happen? What would that look like? And actually, I'm going to pose that question in my closed group because I want people to feel comfortable. What would the atmosphere look like? How would people's attitudes be? And what type of results would they get if everyone was saved? I mean, really saved. I'm not talking about just going to church. I'm talking about saved. Because there is a distinct difference between a saved person and unsaved. A saved person tends to see the good things. Unsaved people tend to see the negative of everything. Saved people begin to praise God. Unsaved begin to complain to God. And so we want to evaluate ourselves in that aspect. But I want to see, and I'm just curious to know how many people on my Facebook page actually is in an organization, and it could be an outside organization or it could be a work organization, where everyone there is saved. And I'm talking about saved as in you've been baptized and your life shows that through how you treat people that you, and it's nothing to judge anyone. It's just a general question to see what would it be like. Because when you begin to think about what something would be like, then you begin to kind of simulate and you begin to kind of go into that direction. But we'll talk about it on Facebook. Be sure to Facebook ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_LOVE. If someone asks you what that smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. So next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Be sure to join me on Saturday as I welcome Dr. Pauline Keyes, who is a single gospel psalmist and a TV host, to my show, none other than the Love Lift Jesus Up show. So please come back Saturday at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you, and God bless. Goodbye, everybody.